Hello, and welcome to This Week in History class. I'm John Larson. This week on TWIC, we'll be looking at a number of different things for our history extras, including gender roles, movie reviews, this week featuring Back to the Future, and just movies in general from the early 1960s and the Civil Rights Movement. Also this week in history class, we'll be going over a number of different things about the 1940s and 50s. We'll look at President Eisenhower, President Truman, the war in Korea, and culture in general. To start off our history extras this week, we're going to get gender roles. First, by Sammy, Macy, and Cassidy, and also by Leah.
We will be talking about gender roles in the 1950s. Men were superior to women and were supposed to go to work and support the family. Women were supposed to be stay-at-home mothers and the maids of the house. To go into a little more detail, Cassidy will be talking about men's roles.
Men were expected to have a job and a family which they could support. They should have a loving wife and kids who they could be a loving father figure for. Their dress code was to wear business suits and not act feminine because females were the lower gender. Most men wouldn't trust their wives with money because they weren't educated. The action figure G.I. Joe would show men how they needed to be strong and that fighting for their country was a brave and respectable thing to do. Macy will now describe the role of a woman.
Women were the ones to cook the meals, clean the house, and watch the children. They were not supposed to have jobs, so therefore many women would rely on their husbands and not go farther into their education after high school. If women did end up working, the only acceptable jobs were secretary, teacher, or nurse. Or also some women ended up working in factories because their husbands had left for the war, although they weren't paid as much as the men were. Women were only considered good wives if they obeyed their husbands and followed orders. The Barbie doll showed young girls how to be a good mother because they came with smaller babies in toy bottles.
Divorce wasn't seen much in the 1950s because couples that got married were supposed to stay together. It was frowned on if a married couple became divorced. Many TV shows from the 1950s dealt with gender roles such as I Love Lucy. They would show how women worked at home and how men would leave for work. There was one show from a TV series that would portray men and women switching roles. These were laughed at because the idea of men and women switching roles was comedic.
Children also had roles, however not as strict as the adults. Children were expected to be quiet, thoughtful, and untroublesome.
That does it for our part of the History Extra. Thanks for listening.
Today I will be talking about the different roles of genders in the home life of the 50s. First, I'll explain the woman's role. The perfect mother was supposed to be a diligent homemaker, a caring mother, and an obedient wife. They were expected to stay at home and nurture so they could be accepted in society. If she were a diligent wife, she would have a meal placed on the table the moment her husband came home from work. She would carry out every order and command he gave and never argued. Her house would be shining and dishes are done, kids are tidy and quiet. They would do anything to please their men because their whole life depended on them. The men's role. The men were the head of the house and nobody was to disobey them. They went and worked a long, hard day to put bread on the table, so they deserved the luxury. The wife would never greet him at the door with a complaint and ask him why he was late for dinner, only to smile and take off his coat and hat for him. The children were to be seen and not heard. They were expected to be respectful, especially to their elders. They stood up when an adult entered the room, gave up their seat to a woman or an elder, and opened the door for them. They had to ask for permission to leave the table and said, "I would like," instead of "I want." That's how the home life was in the 50s. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, ladies. While I think it's important to look at the gender roles in terms of what was going on and what the ideal was, I think it's also important to understand that at the time, you're going to get more than just kind of this ideal, you know, this I Love Lucy ideal with the split beds in the bedrooms and, you know, because, you know, couples aren't allowed to sleep with each other. You know, married couples aren't in the 1950s, even though they could have children, which is always kind of an interesting thing in that show. But I think it's also important to understand that while these gender roles were idealized, and I think both Leah and then the group of Cassidy, Macy, and Sammy did a very good job of showing kind of this idealized belief of what gender roles are, I think it's also important to understand that men and women had a lot of issues in the 1950s that they still do today. Now, granted, you did not; it wasn't as open. Things like divorce were not as open as they are today, but it still happened. You also had a large number of alcoholism, actually, in the 1950s goes way up, and so does use of antidepressants by women. So now we're going to take a different view, and we're going to look at what was going on in the 1960s in the civil rights movement with movies. And here to tell you about that are Kylie, Tia, and Emma.
Today we are covering a few things about the 1960s entertainment that dealt with the civil rights movement. Nothing can really compare to the fervor and purposefulness of the Southern civil rights movement as effectively as the freedom songs that provided a musical touch to the campaign for racial justice and equality in the region during the late 1950s and early 1960s. Some of the songs include "Oh Freedom," "Lift Every Voice and Sing," and even songs such as "Go Tell It on the Mountain" and "This Little Light of Mine." Willie B. Peacock, a civil rights organizer from Mississippi, describes freedom songs this way. "Through song and dance, a people are able to share their burden, triumph, sadness, and gladness of heart. People sing songs of heroism. They sing songs about the common oppressor or exploiter. The simplest and the greatest desires of a people are brought out in music. These songs can be used to draw people together and unite them in one common aim, goal, and purpose." Music was a huge way that many African Americans were able to express themselves and their feelings. Music gave them a courage to convey their thoughts and their actions. They put their hearts and souls into what they believed in, their rights, and the music to communicate that. In many cases, people favored African American music. The SNCC Freedom Singers called themselves a singing newspaper, spreading word of the movement throughout the country. They helped reach across racial and regional divisions to bring together students for support of the movement. Colored people were also beginning to land roles in films. An example of this is a Disney film titled Song of the South, where a Civil War era Uncle Tom character called Uncle Remus amuses his master's children with children's stories. James Baskett, Uncle Remus, was the first black male actor to receive an Oscar. Following the movie, Hollywood began to examine race issues and tensions between races and self-identity. Other popular Disney films during the 1960s were Mary Poppins, 101 Dalmatians, The Jungle Book, Swiss Family Robinson, and The Sign of Zorro. This is only a small piece of how entertainment in the 1960s became integrated, and we hope we've broadened your knowledge of this topic.
Thanks, ladies. And finally, we have a movie review by Sherry that is one of my favorites of all time, and that's Back to the Future.
Back to the Future is about a boy who gets thrown back to the 1950s when an experiment from his friend, Doc Brown, who is a scientist, goes horribly awry. Now don't let the movie fool you. The 1950s weren't always happy and booming. At first they were because World War II had just ended and everyone thought the future held nothing but peace. But then the Korean War happened, and not too long after that, the Algerian War happened. Now even though these wars weren't as big as World War II, they still played a big part in our history. Then, not too long after the Algerian War ended, did the Vietnam War start. In the movie, Marty McFly is sent back to 1955, and the people there all seem to be unaffected by these wars, and even the beginning of the Vietnam War. They were all very happy and living in suburban homes and were well off. Well, during the Vietnam War, they played everything on the television, meaning they showed the whole public what the war was actually like. In the movie, when it showed the family watching TV in their homes, it never showed any of the events from the Vietnam War, but they did show a funny comedy skit that made it seem like everything was right in the world. The movie, along with many others, liked to make it seem like these times were great times to live, and in some cases they were, but in most they were very troubling times. Back to the Future, in a way, sugarcoats the real events that happened in that time.
I think Sherry brings up a very excellent point, and one of the things that I like to do when I watch movies. I love movies. I love watching movies. I get such a kick out of them, but I also try to understand that they are entertainment. If you watch movies and expect to get history out of them, oftentimes you're not going to. Many movies will bring you to a different place, and they're supposed to be for escapism, but they're not real. You know, they are movies. They are entertainment, and I think that's important. So, and I thank Sherry for bringing that up and pointing that out. All right. Well, that does it this week for This Week in History Class. Remember, you can follow us online, or you can follow us on Twitter at TWIHC, or you can follow me at Twitter at Teacher J. Lars. I'm also on Instagram at Teacher J. Lars. Remember, this week we do have a flawed history. Didn't last week, we do this week. And it's on the blacklist. So I'm kind of excited about that. I tried something a little bit different this week. And you can subscribe to that on YouTube. If you just go to Flawed History, and you can subscribe to that on YouTube. If you have any questions, make sure you contact me and let me know. And we'll see you next week. This has been This Week in History Class.